Let's get back to How to Tour Italy on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Anthony Capozzoli.
Welcome back to the How to Tour Italy show, and we're reaching our final 20 minutes, and I still have with me Karen McKinnon of Venere.com, and hopefully Laura Viscuso of Mama's Restaurant in Rome, but if not, at least Karen and I will be talking about pasta fagioli and how great the food is, not only in Rome, but throughout the boot.
Throughout the boot is right, and Laura is on her way.
Great. Roman traffic, I know it's tough.
Exactly.
And I should point out that Karen and Laura are both joining us from Rome. I assume, Karen, that you're in your office at Venere.com, true?
Absolutely.
Very
good.
Absolutely.
On Villa delle Cammelluccia.
I took a cab there, it actually wasn't too bad. I think it, what is it, 10 euro or so from the city center, give or take, if you're taking a cab?
Right.
So, which isn't too bad.
No, not too bad. As long as you don't have baggages and they don't want to charge you at the airport.
Yeah, just hold your line though. Don't give in, and you know they'll take what they can get.
Exactly.
Whatever a fare rate is, but well, I have actually had the pleasure of dining at Mama's Restaurant, and I should say that Karen and I work together, and I am an affiliate of Venere.com with UnaBellaVista.com and HowToTourEurope.com. So beyond the radio show, Karen and I have been working together for quite some time now. And as a result, we had an opportunity to dine together at, I thought, one of my best meals in Rome this last trip, and I know Kristen agrees, at Mama's Restaurant. And I wish Laura was online, and hopefully she'll be here soon to talk about how wonderful it actually is. But, Karen, what do you think? I mean, is it one of your favorites?
You know, it's my second home in Rome. I think that the wait staff and my poor husband thinks that I eat there more than I do at my house. So
exactly.
It's not just the food, though, at Mama's. I mean, Laura really goes the extra mile to bring a little bit of America and some other cultural foods from around the world and then mix it with the best of the best in Italy. So she goes the extra mile to plan the menu, to prepare different venues every single day, different tastes. But you can definitely have some New York cheesecake,
yeah.
And also some traditional tiramisu here at the same time. So the pizza is phenomenal. The vegetables, of course, just like everything in Italy, food-wise, is fresh, prepared fresh. Nothing is processed. So I think that's what makes it so phenomenal at Mama's.
I agree. In fact, Kristen and I were talking this week, as I mentioned that you and Laura are going to be on the show with me here, and it was funny. We were both looked at each other and go, how great would it be right now to have the amatriciana that we had at Mama's? But right before we had the amatriciana, we had that unbelievable deep-fried buffalo mozzarella, kind of like, I guess, the American mozzarella stick, but literally in a galaxy all its own. It was that delicious with the sauce and everything. I mean, so it's a little bit of home in this, I guess, the style and preparation, but it tastes so much better.
At Mama's.
Oh, my God. It really was amazing. That was probably one of my favorite meals. I mean, that and, I guess I can say it since it's my radio show. The other, one of the other restaurants that I like is La Campana in Rome. It's a little bit more old school, kind of Roman old school tradition and stuff. But what I like about Mama's, I mean, I think they have the best outdoor patio that I've enjoyed in Italy specifically because it's screened in, absolutely no bugs whatsoever. They got fans in there and, you know, I guess you're not supposed to smoke indoors in Italy by law, but arguably you're outside, so you're able to enjoy a cigarette after a meal there. So it really makes it quite nice.
Absolutely. I mean, the touches that she's given that place and how you feel like you're at home from the minute you walk in the door to your last cup of coffee or your little shot of grappa after dinner, she's just gone the extra mile to the decorating and to all of the little plaques on the wall that have touches of America all over it, from It's a Wonderful Life to Welcome Home to the back patio being immaculate and beautiful tropical plants everywhere. And the bugs are not there because she takes extra care to make sure that the patio is just immaculate and beautiful every day. She's got a full-service staff that, you would think that you just walked into the W of all restaurants. So.
Oh yeah, I agree. It's truly above and beyond what you're used to seeing in Italy. And so, how would one get there? I guess if they're in the center of Rome, it's probably best for them to take a cab. I'm assuming.
I mean, you can take the cab, but there's actually, if you go to Labro, which is a station, there she actually is on the train line, and mm-hmm. It stops right in front of the restaurant. It's not even probably 20 feet from the train. So, and the train
Wonderful.
Goes all hours of the night, and it connects downtown and Termini to the main metro stops. So it's very, very simple to get from the Central out to Mama's. It's never an issue. She does take Great. Reservations, which is not something normal in Italy. It's as you come, you sit, right. or you wait, as you know, Anthony.
Sure.
But she definitely takes reservations. And, you know, we'll list all that information for your users as well on Una Bella Vista. So when they're planning their trip to come to Italy, Mama's is the first place they come and have a beautiful meal.
I completely agree. In fact, I'll get that posted up today after I get off the show here on unabellavista.com/tips or, you know, /dining on both spots so that you can not only get the address, phone number to make reservations, but exactly know how to get there on the train. But one thing, Karen, and tell me what you think. I mean, one of the Italian staples is pasta fagioli, and I know that everybody thinks that theirs is the best, their grandmother makes it the best, or whatever region they're from in Italy. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that and get your opinion. I mean, have you had the best pasta fagioli in Italy, or did you have it somewhere here in the States?
Well, and you know that my husband is Italian, so if I say that I like any pasta fagioli at any restaurant, his mother would probably shoot me. So I have to say that the best pasta fagioli that I've had is Mrs. Ricciardi's.
Yes, that's a great answer. I have to agree. And I'm gonna say that since I've not had Grandma Ricciardi's, I'm gonna say that mine is not bad. I would put it up against most, and I think the key is a nice long cook. I mean, some recipes you can be up and down in an hour, but I think it should be a 2-3 hour, 4 hour kind of preparation. Not only preparing it, but letting it cook and simmer. And a key, I think, is great pan chef.
That they have these incredible steamer pots over here, and that's the way they do it. They put them in these steamer pots, and it basically sits in there all day long. So the beans are so tender and flavorful, and it just packs in. It's such a hearty meal, and that's why people are like, oh, pasta fagioli, it's just soup. No, it's not.
It really
a hearty, hearty meal, and you feel, you know, basically extremely full when you're done just eating one cup, because it's got so much vitamins and nutrition in just one cup of it. So, but
yeah,
it is wonderful.
I agree. In fact, on unabellavista.com/radio show, there are a recipe that I recommend that's easy to make, and all the ingredients you can easily find here, even in the States here, pancetta. I do not recommend ever using American bacon. I think it's a completely different flavor, and it's
Absolutely.
Too greasy. So go the extra mile, I think, and look around to find pancetta. You can find them specifically here in Chicago at Caputo's or Zeppi's. And if you don't live in the Chicagoland area, and hopefully we have listeners across the United States, I would think that any of their Italian delis would have pancetta. It's a good staple. And just get the regular flavor. Don't get the spicy pancetta, because you can add your own spice as you need to. So I recommend that. And that makes the difference. The beans, preparation of the dried beans in the pancetta, I think, are the key. So hopefully people will visit the website, get the recipe, and call in and let me know what they think of pasta fagioli. But I agree, you've got to love your husband's mother's or your grandmother's the most.
I'll ship over Mama Ricciardi's recipe as well as Laura's Mama's restaurant.
I'd love it. That would love it.
We can do a taste testing on all three recipes. So
that would be great. And I am sorry that Laura wasn't able to join us today, but I'll tell you what, Karen, I'm going to reach out to both you and Laura again, and I'd love to have Laura and you, of course, on the show in the next few weeks or so, and we can talk about Mama's Restaurant with the wonderful owner and the gracious Laura Viscuso, who is just a delightful person and someone I think everyone should go see and enjoy her food at Mama's Restaurant.
Well, thank you for that, Anthony. She is a wonderful person, and Mama's is the best place to eat in Rome as far as I'm concerned. So,
and I agree.
America in Rome, so it's a peace of mind. It's a tranquil place, as they say here in Italy, where you can get a wonderful wonderful table, beautiful view, great night, and a wonderful glass of wine, and just relax.
And a pretty damn good bowl of pasta fagioli, I'm sure.
Pasta fagioli and Frank Sinatra on the dunes. Can't beat it.
That's great.
Well, thank you for having me on. Thank you for all of the information that you allowed me to pass for those special affiliates, as well as Una Bella Vista and Venere.com.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing you when I get out there in May, Karen. Have a wonderful day, and thanks for being on the show.
Ciao, Anthony.
Ciao.
Grazie mille.
Ci vediamo. So right now we've got, I have to take a sip of water. Like I said, I've got a pretty nasty cold here, so my throat is pretty dry here, so I apologize. But right now we've got Chris Carrero. He was online with me last week. He is the owner of iKangaroo.com, and he and I are going to talk a little bit about, in the last segment, the Pan-Euro segment. And Chris right now is in Rome, so we're going to continue with the Italian line of things with the Pan-Euro segment, unless Chris has something else in mind. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good, buddy. How's it going?
It's going really well.
Beautiful. Very good.
We're here in Rome.
I love it. So how was your trip from Paris down to Rome this time?
Oh, I actually stopped in Dublin for a couple of days.
Oh, nice. How was that?
For a conference. It was really good to see everybody and to kind of learn a little bit about what's going on in the industry right now. And then I flew into Rome, and everything is and they were complaining about the weather.
Uh-huh.
It had been cold and rainy, and when I got here, it's almost like Rome smiled on me. Weather broke, and it's been beautiful.
That's great. So what's I know Karen mentioned the weather's been really, really nice today. So what's it temperature-wise in Fahrenheit for the Americans listening?
I don't know. I'd say probably around 50.
That's perfect.
Five, maybe.
That's a great day in Rome
really
because, you know, walking around, it gets really hot. So
yeah,
that's
does.
Good. So what do you have in mind today, buddy? What do you want to talk about? Pan-Euro. I know you always get some good stuff to chat about, so...
Well, anyways, I'd like to go ahead and put my pasta fagioli recipe on the Una Bella Vista as well.
Please do. I think that'd be kind of a good contest.
Good pasta fagioli.
We'll put the best of the best up there and let the listeners could dial in, make their own, whichever one they choose, and we can do the comparison. We'll do it right here on the air, and I'll get a collection of experts. Do you make a good pasta fagioli, Chris?
I grew up in upstate New York, so we actually call it pasta fagioli for whatever reason.
Yeah, exactly. I never really understood. Or that or gabagool. I don't get that.
Get anything.
What's that?
But if you order pasta fagioli in Rome or anywhere else in Italy, you're not going to get that. You're just going to get a strange look.
I know that, and I think the other famous, I guess, East Coast and here in Chicago even, instead of capicola, they'll say gabagool, and to this day, I never understand even how they get there.
Yeah, I know. But what I wanted to talk about this week was... in this economic downturn, people are having to squeeze a lot more out of their money. And so what I've gotten, and if our listeners look at iKangaroo.com, the current post that I have up is a Budget Oasis in Rome. The name of the place is Castro Pretorio. So it's on the north side of Termini. And it's a little budget oasis here in Rome. It's not really near Campo di Fiore, but... You know, in Rome, when I got back, I haven't been here for a couple years anyways, and it's just, everything's really within walking distance, and the city's very accessible, and apparently it's getting a little bit more accessible as they put in a third metro line, Metro Line C.
Sure.
So, this area, it's, like I said, on the north side of Termini. It's got a couple of, I like to call them world-class hostels. You know, a hostel is
sure.
Not quite the same as it was 10 or 15 years ago with a bunch of bunk beds, but now it's a little bit more. They're upscale. These people have really worked hard to make their establishments really nice. So there's, it's called Hostel Alessandro, and it's on Via Vicenza, number 44,
mm-hmm.
42, actually. And then there's another one just around the corner. It's called Yellow Hostel, and it's on Via Castro Pretorio, Via Palestro, 88. And,
sure.
Two great places. And, you can, if you're still on a budget and you don't want to stay in a dorm room, they have doubles with in-suite bathrooms, and they have bars, and they're really well located. Lots of, great food in the neighborhood. And I'm going to be interested to go on your website and find out this, Mama's place because I'm going to be here in Rome for the next week, and maybe I'll pass by after that,
Oh, please do. I tell you, I think you'd be pleased.
Yeah,
Laura's great, and the restaurant's fantastic. So,
right.
Real quick, for people that don't know Rome, I think we should identify Termini, by the way, is the train station, the main train station in Rome.
Termini is the train station.
Okay. So in north of there, I know that Termini often on hotel websites is a district or an area, but being north of there, I think like Chris mentioned, it's pretty easy and accessible these days to get around Rome, even though they've been building Subway Line C for what, 15 years?
I don't know if it's been 15 years, but I mean, they've actually made progress. I mean, you know, Piazza Venezia is all torn up right now, and it's looking like they're making progress on it.
Well, I think...
you know how it is here in Rome, Anthony, when they go ahead and dig, 50 feet.
Exactly.
They find something, and they have to stop.
Exactly, and I would say it's not because they're lazy. It's just that every 3 feet, they find something of epic importance, and they have to stop and bring in the art historians, the archaeologists, and people, and all the experts to make sure they're not ruining something that's too precious to ruin. So that's why it takes them quite so long.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, well, good stuff. And so on iCanGaroo.com, the listeners can go and get the details on the hostels that you mentioned. And I have to admit, I've never personally stayed in a hostel, but I had lots of friends that have and have loved the experience. So that's a good option for people of any age. But most of my buddies in college or soon after college went and did the hostel route.
Right.
So is that true today, or do people of all ages kind of take advantage of what the hostels have to offer?
Well, I mean, especially these two hostels, and, you know, I was, like I said, I was just at this budget accommodation conference in Dublin, and a lot of these places have become very nice, so I think that it actually, if you're, you know, 30s and you're a young couple, and you don't necessarily want to, you want to stay and you still want to meet people because these places have bars, but you still
right.
have your own room, and you're out of the way of everything, and it's a young, fun atmosphere with pretty good service in terms of, like, a young staff that can give you all the ins and outs of what's going on in the city on a current level, as opposed to, you know, sometimes you go to those places and they don't really know what the restaurants are, or they don't really know what's going on.
Exactly.
Those are the benefits of staying in these places. And they're not really, it's not like the hostel that we would have stayed at when we were younger, when you go in and it's like 15 people in a bunk bed and, you know, sharing one bathroom between like 30 people. They're not like that anymore. Actually, hostel probably does them a little bit more of a disservice.
I would think so.
I think that the new term that's being floated is called flash packer. So a flash packer is someone that's spending a little bit more money.
Mm-hmm.
They're possibly a little bit older, but, you know, they want the amenities of a nice hotel without having to, you know, be squished into a hostel. So that's kind of how the market's moving right now. And it seems
good
as though
stuff.
With this economic downturn, these hostels are actually grabbing a little bit more market share because they're fun places to stay, and a lot of the hotels and whatnot are actually going out of business, the 2 and 3 star hotels.
Sure. And, Chris, again, I apologize to rush you, but you always catch the last segment of the show. So I'll tell you what, Chris will be on the show again next week. We'll be talking about a Pan-Euro segment. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. And I would like everyone to know that we'll have Miss Angela Nickerson, the author of A Journey Through Michelangelo's Rome, on the show next week. So please listen. And we'll also be talking about bruschetta and the wonderful artist, of course, Michelangelo. So, Chris, thanks again, buddy. And I will talk to you later today. Ciao.